And thus was the sweet at 6 o'clock supper, the fizz like a fire wheel. The sweet domineered the whole feast, and he gave it the appearance of a cruel bacchanal. He seemed to have grown suddenly taller. He gazed brutally disdainful into every face. His voice rang through the room. Once, when he jabbed out harpoon fashion with his fork, the pinion and biscuit, the weapon nearly impaled the hand of the Easterner, which had been stretched quietly out for the same biscuit.
Oh, no, no, Mr. Blanc. Mr. Blanc, be careful with your hand.
After supper, as the men filed toward the other room, the sweet smote Scully ruthlessly on the shoulder.
Well, old boy, that was a good square meal.
It is important to note here that old Scully's shoulder was tender from an old fall. But Scully swallowed his pain, smiled sickly, and remained silent. He took responsibility for the wild ways of the Swede.
Why don't you license somebody to kick you downstairs?
Darn it, what do I keep?
No, gentlemen. What about another game of Dapper, Pietro? High five?
No, I don't think this is a very good idea, seeing how...
What?
Okay, okay.
Now, how about you all? Come, let's play a game of cards, huh? Just one round? Let's do it. Mr. Cowboy, Mr. Blanc, come on. How about it?
Why not?
Okay, sure.
Anyway, soon I have to go and meet the 658 train.
And you, Mr. Scully Jr., huh?
Yes, I'll play. Did you think I'd let you down?
Hey, Johnny, let's play together.
Fine.
They formed a square with a little board on their knees. The Easterner and the Swede were again partners. As the play went on, it was noticeable that the cowboy was not board-wicking as usual. Meanwhile, Scully, near the lamp, had put on his spectacles and with an appearance curiously like an old priest was reading a newspaper.
Yep, I think I have to go and catch the train now. I'll see you all later.
Can't you be more careful, huh, Mr. Scully?
But when Scully returned, his entrance disturbed the cozy and friendly scene. The Swede again cursed.
Damn it!
But presently, they were once more intent, their heads bent forward and their hands moving swiftly. The Swede had adopted the fashion of board wagging.
You would not believe how cold it is outside and the wind, me boy. Aye, aye, aye. Ha! You wouldn't believe it.
You are cheating?
What? Say that again. Say that again that I was cheating.
You are cheating.
Gentlemen,
you are cheating.
What? I won't let anybody accuse me of cheating.
You are cheating,
mister.
Stop now. Stop, I say. Stop now.
Well, he says I cheated. He says I cheated. I won't allow no man to say I cheated. If he says I cheated.
Quit now. Quit, you hear?
He did cheat. I saw him. I saw him.
Wait a moment, can't you? Oh, wait a moment. What's the good of a fight over a game of cards, huh? Wait a moment.
He says I
cheated.
He says I cheated.
He says I cheated.
Stop it now. Stop it.
What did you say I cheated for? What did you say I cheated for? I don't cheat, and I wouldn't let no man say I do.
I saw you. I saw you.
Well, I'll fight any man what says I cheat.
No, you won't. Not here.
Ah, be still, can't you?
Oh, wait a moment, can't you? What's the good of a fight over a game of cards, eh? Wait a moment, please.
Did you say I cheated?
Yes.
Then we must fight.
Yes, fight. Ah! Yes, fight! I show you what kind of a man I am. I show you who you want to fight. Maybe you think I can't fight? Maybe you think I can't? I show you. You skin, you card shark. Yes, you cheated. You cheated! You cheated!
Well, let's get at it then, mister.
What are you going to do now?
We'll let them fight. I can't put up with it any longer. I've stood this damned Swede till I'm sick. We'll let them fight.